Welcome to 30 Brave Minutes, a podcast of the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of North Carolina at Pembroke. In 30 Brave Minutes, we'll give you something interesting to think about. The topic for today is college affordability and NC Promise. In this episode, the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, Jeff Frederick, is joined by David Ward, UNCP's Provost and Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs, Lois Williams, our Associate Vice Chancellor of Enrollment, and Jody Phelps, Director of University Communications and Marketing. Get ready for 30 Brave Minutes.
At the start of the academic year in August, approximately 20.4 million students descended on college campuses to either begin or continue their educational experience. 13.4 million of those came to a four-year university like UNC Pembroke. About 7 million attend a community college. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, about 56% of America's college students identify as women, 44% as men. 61% of all students are full-timers. 39% take part-time loads as they juggle work, raise children, parent parents, and otherwise juggle life while working toward a degree. Blacks and Hispanics attend college in higher numbers than ever. A wonderful reminder that the American dream and a diverse culture are co-travelers in the 21st century. The majority of college students are under the age of 25, but second career, workforce development, advanced degree needs, post-military service, and other changes have led to about 40% of college students being over the age of 25. By the end of the academic year in May, nearly 4 million, about a fifth of all college students, will walk across the stage to the sounds of pomp and circumstance, put on a gown of academic tradition, and gleefully toss the cap into the air in celebration of receiving an associate's, bachelor's, master's, professional, or doctoral degree. And the only folks more relieved than the students who poured their heart, soul, and a lot of coffee into late nights, lab reports, and term papers will be the parents, spouses, partners, and friends who kept quietly reminding them, you can do this. A few constants are clear among all students who start down the path toward a college degree. First of all, they understand that college brings value. Some of that value comes in the form of the wallet. A college grad across all disciplines earns on average $1 million or more over the course of a lifetime, or about $20,000 a year over a half century of work. Students also understand the non-economic value of the college experience. Lifelong friends are formed. Educational odysseys are completed. Road trips are taken. Mentors are found. Campus life is sampled in all its many forms. Concerts, speakers, study abroad, ball games, social, and academic groups. College is hard work, but it's fun. Next, students understand that the value of college is also connected to cost. According to the College Board, which tracks such matters, a fairly typical in-state education at a public university costs on average about $24,000 a year. A year of school at a private college is more than twice that, about $50,000 a year. The value of a college degree comes at a cost. UNC Pembroke has always been comparatively more affordable. The average cost for a full-time undergraduate in-state student who lives in one of the campus dorms and has a meal plan is about $17,000, about 30% less than the College Board average. And since 90% of UNC Pembroke grads are employed or in grad school within a year of walking across the stage, which is a very high number, being part of Brave Nation has always been of great value. UNCP students graduate with less student debt than state or national averages. And U.S. News & World Report compiled a study placing the average American college student debt at $37,000. Meanwhile, UNCP grads have a comparative bargain with only about $23,000 in debt. But the bargain only matters if the value is there. As consumers, we're always happy to find a bargain, but we need to know that quality and value are present as well. So in this case, what is the value of a UNCP degree and a UNCP experience? Does the degree lead to a career in healthcare or business or teaching? Can you find a pathway to grad school in fields like computer science or social work, counseling, or some other field that excites your passion? Are there programs in the arts, like theater or music? How practical is it? Are there resources if I want to start my own business? What if I want to do research in biotechnology or chemistry or physics? What if I want to be an artist? Can I take classes where I might learn about cybersecurity or other cutting-edge areas? And will I get taught by professors or just by whichever grad student they assign to me? Well, in this case, the answer to all of those questions is yes. UNC Pembroke offers 41 degrees across three different academic units and 23 academic departments, plus grad school options in a number of areas. The university has great internships, undergraduate research opportunities, and study abroad opportunities. And best of all, under a new program called NC Promise, a first-class college education at UNC Pembroke is more affordable than ever. Our topic for today, college affordability and NC Promise. And joining us today are David Ward, Lois Williams, and Jody Phelps. Let's start at the beginning. How do you fill out a college application? When does that get started? How would you even apply to a place like UNCP?
You would begin by going to our website, uncp.edu/apply, and that would get you to our application. And it's as simple as filling it out, and it's a pretty straightforward application. Once you complete the application, we begin communicating with you about missing items that you need in order to complete your file so that we can make an admission decision. So that means your transcripts, your test scores, your personal statements. That's how it begins. And we do encourage people to apply early. Right now, it's not too late. We're still accepting applications. We just encourage folks to go ahead and get things in as soon as possible.
If I'm not sure if I want to apply, are there opportunities to come visit or open house?
Absolutely. We have a slate of open houses and different visits in the spring. Again, that information is on our website as well. The important thing, I think, is to visit and visit multiple times if at all possible. Open houses are great ways to visit. We roll out the red carpet for you. We try to make sure that all of UNCP is there for you. To really get a personalized, individualized experience, we encourage you to come back on your own and sit in on classes, have one-on-one time with our faculty. It's a combination of visits that give you the answer to whether it's a right fit for you.
Some students may live quite a distance from Pembroke. You know, we have international students, for example. Some students may live in China. One of the interesting things we deployed last year was a virtual tour, and it's a virtual reality tour. So students who live a distance from campus still have that experience and that ability to come and kind of look around and see a sampling and watch some different videos and kind of find out, at least on the surface, if it's right for them and if they can want to come and visit in person too. So that's a really easy entry point for a lot of students.
I would also just add that while the application process itself is geared towards traditional students, for seniors in high school, it could be for non-traditional students at any time. But I think for that high school students, it's never too early to begin thinking about college. It's never too early to begin visiting a college. Sophomores, juniors, that's when you really should be figuring out which college is right for you.
And to do that, I could start on your website, which has lots of interesting things about the university.
Yeah, lots of interesting things about the university. You can just go to uncp.edu and start from there. The virtual tour is right there on the homepage. You can learn a little bit about where we are, who we are, the admissions process, all sorts of stuff.
You can learn about the various academic programs. You can explore in depth even the titles of the courses that you may end up taking.
Yeah. One of the things that I love about UNCP is the willingness for our faculty to, you know, listen to prospective students and hear them out and engage with them and kind of talk to them a little bit about what their department is or if they want to maybe pursue mass communication or nursing or social work. You know, I've experienced a number of times our professors, you know, jumping in. And so I always encourage prospective students to reach out to the department as well if they really are considering a specific program.
So let's talk a little bit about NC Promise. How much does it work? How does it work? How does it affect what people pay for college? What are some of the details?
So the NC Promise tuition plan represents an increased investment by the state of North Carolina in our students. Essentially, what it does is it takes our tuition price, and the portion that is paid for by the student is reduced to $500 for in-state and $2,500 for out-of-state students.
And that's for tuition?
For tuition only.
Per semester.
It's important to remember that the total cost of attendance also includes other things like books and student fees and such. So, you know, so your total bill may be a little bit bigger. But the price of tuition that you're going to pay is either $500 or $2,500 each semester. What that represents over the course of 4 years is a savings of $10,000, you know, which is significant. And I don't know about you guys, but when I went to college a million years ago, it was really expensive. And so even saving that $2,600 or that $10,000 is just, it's a significant.
Well, if you think about it, I believe you mentioned that the average UNCP student is graduating with $23,000 in debt, if I remember correctly. So on the face of it, that means that $23,000 average debt would now be $13,000.
That's great note taking skills by you. If you want to come to college, I've got a place for a young student like you. It's,
one of the things I like to point out is NC Promise is automatic with admission to the institution. So there's no additional scholarship paperwork, other forms you have to fill out. When you get your admission decision, you are automatically an NC Promise student. It applies to all undergraduate students, regardless of where they came from, transfer, online, distance ed, any type of student.
And it applies to all students, current students, not just the incoming class as well.
That's right.
That's important. So if I'm already here, I'm going to be able to take advantage of the benefits, and I don't have to fill out any additional forms if I'm a current student?
No additional forms. No.
That's correct.
That's correct. It immediately changes. And I think perhaps just as important, going back to what you shared at the beginning in terms of value, the state is funding the difference. So the university will not actually see a reduction in dollars available for us to spend on our academic programming, on our salaries for faculty, on our the host of things that we spend money on. We will be kept whole. What the savings is for the student and for the family of the student. It is not a reduction in what we have available to us at the institution. And I think that's critical.
Does this apply to all University of North Carolina schools?
It applies to three schools in the UNC system. So
The three good ones.
Three best ones, in our opinion. UNC Pembroke, Western Carolina, and Elizabeth City State University. Those three institutions, if you look at the map of North Carolina, they're strategically and geographically located throughout the state. So they kind of almost triangulate the state. So one of the core tenets of the program is to provide access to an affordable education. And so geographically, they're giving access and opportunity to all those different regions.
And in many ways, this program is an extension of the historical commitment that North Carolina has had to making higher education available and accessible at the lowest cost possible to the learner. And there aren't many states that have that commitment written into law.
Right there in the state constitution. How exciting is that? So what you're saying is that NC Promise was not only set up for geographic reasons, but it also is a pretty good indication that the state kind of likes what's going on at UNC Pembroke, wouldn't you say?
We think so.
I think it's a clear statement. Yeah. It's an investment in UNC Pembroke and the wonderful things that are going on, as you mentioned. And I think that going back to that quality question that I spoke to earlier, we actually are going. Our intention is to improve the quality, to continually work on ways for our faculty to be more innovative, to bring tools to bear for them to be innovative, to open sort of avenues of communication and discovery for students that didn't exist before. And NC Promise, from our standpoint, is simply shining a light on what we know is high-quality education and giving us the opportunity to share that with a larger, perhaps a larger number of students.
Now, what if I live just 20 minutes away, but my zip code is South Carolina? Can I take part in that as well?
Absolutely. Yes. $2,500 a semester is the out-of-state rate that students will pay. So you'll benefit from the North Carolina Promise tuition plan as well.
In fact, to put that into, we like using bigger numbers. So the $2,500 tuition per semester would translate for an out-of-state student translates into a 4-year savings of $40,000 relative to today's price.
$40,000 is a lot of money. That's a down payment on a house. It's a car. You know, when you're starting out your career young, that's significant.
So an out-of-state student who wants to save all of that money can come here, save $40,000, and still take advantage of these small class sizes that make UNC Pembroke what it is?
Absolutely. And in fact, if you think about it in these terms, it allows an out-of-state student to really, in most situations, attend a high-quality University of North Carolina campus at what would be the equivalent of their in-state tuition wherever they are. And I can guarantee you the small class sizes that we have, the attention that we give to individual students and their individualized learning is unmatched by any other public institution.
Wow. So an in-state North Carolina student saves about $10,000 over 4 years. An out-of-state student saves about $40,000. But I know in addition to tuition, there are some other costs. What are some of the other costs? And how does the financial aid process work if I might need some additional loans or help to pay the balance?
Some additional costs are fees, room and board, those kinds of your living expenses. And in order to take advantage of financial aid, you do need to file the free application for federal student aid. It's a free form, and you complete that form. That information comes to the school. We then put together a financial aid package for you that includes any institutional money that you're eligible for, state funds that you're eligible for, and then the federal funds for which you're individually eligible for.
And that application is commonly called?
The FAFSA.
FAFSA. And so if a student does, if an applicant does a FAFSA, they send it to us, we'll review their academic transcripts as well as their financial need, and then ultimately they'll get what we call a financial aid package,
right,
which really will outline all the different options, and their options for the student.
Right.
They do not have to accept those options,
right.
but we do the work on our end to identify the various sources of money that might be available for each and every student to help them pay for those other fees.
Correct.
Do you have help if a family is having trouble filling out the FAFSA? Can you give them some help with that?
Absolutely. They can come in and visit us, or we can pick up the phone and talk to them that way and walk them through the process.
Now, when you get a student loan for some part of the balance, when do you have to pay it back?
You begin repayment 6 months after you leave school, which for most students is 6 months after you graduate.
Unless they continue
right.
to graduate school.
Right.
Because the six-month period is really the intent on that grace period is that that's the period upon which the student either enters additional educational programs, such as a master's or doctoral degree, or becomes employed and has a steady source of income.
Right.
Okay, what if I'm a part-time student, like a working nurse who has an RN degree but needs a BSN? Does this still apply to me in those situations?
Absolutely.
Yes, financial aid still applies for you, and then also the part-time rate for tuition would apply. But students are eligible for financial aid on a part-time basis.
What if I've been to three or four different schools and I've got a bunch of different credits from a lot of different places and I'm working and have a family? I can take advantage of this, and you have programs that are either already on board or coming online to help me get finished?
We do. We'll essentially what will happen is a transfer. So a transfer student, regardless of whether they're currently enrolled in another institution and just transferring from that one institution to us, or whether they were someone who either already has an associate degree or has a collection of credits from other institutions, they can apply. We will review their transcripts from the previous institutions. We'll make assessments about what credits transfer and how it fits into an overall plan of study. And we even have some degree programs, that are specifically designed for students who may have a collection of programs. We have an interdisciplinary studies program that allows students to take a perhaps non-traditional route to a bachelor's degree.
So if I'm a traditional first-time college student, I can take advantage of NC Promise. If I'm already at UNC Pembroke, I can take advantage of NC Promise. if I'm transferring from a community college or even another four-year institution, I could come to UNC Pembroke and take advantage of this. If I'm a part-time student, I could take advantage of this. Even if I've got a bunch of credits from everywhere and I haven't been to school for a while, I could take advantage of this.
Correct.
Yes. Everybody, I guess, but your graduate programs.
Everybody except graduate students will be able to benefit from NC Promise.
Wow.
We'll return to our panel in just a moment. UNC Pembroke and the College of Arts and Sciences are changing lives through education. To learn more about our 16 departments, college highlights, and news, as well as to find past episodes of 30 Brave Minutes and our digital journal Bravery, explore our website. You can also support our academic programs by clicking on the donate button. Additional news and events may be found by following us on Facebook at UNCP College of Arts and Sciences. Remember, wherever you hope to go, whatever you plan to do, you can get there from here.
What kind of academic programs is UNCP known for? What are the range of some of the kinds of degrees I can get?
We have a broad range of programming, from the arts in music and theater to hard sciences in biology, physics, chemistry, to pre-professional programs or professional programs such as nursing. We have social work at the undergraduate level. We have criminal justice. We have creative programs that link pathways for students. So, for example, we have a 3+2 program if you're interested in engineering. And so students will spend 3 years with us in the engineering and get an applied physics bachelor's degree. They'll spend 2 years at NC State, and they'll get a bachelor's in mechanical engineering, I believe. And so they end up with two different bachelor's degrees over the course of that time. So we have so it literally ranges the gamut. And, of course, we have our core disciplines that provide opportunities for future historians, political scientists. So I think you would find that we have a sort of whole collection of programming that really meets pretty much most needs today.
So about all the traditional majors you would expect to find on a college campus, you can find here, and the ones you don't, you can start here and make good progress and then finish somewhere else.
That's correct.
Tell me about campus life. I know UNCP is not as big as some other universities. What kind of stuff is there to do here for students?
You know, the one thing that when I interact with students and talk to them, the one thing that keeps coming up is they tell me that they have more opportunity here than they would have had anywhere else. And I think that really resonates with me, that a student, you know, maybe has an opportunity to be a leader or create their own club or make their own way. We have over 90 clubs and organizations for students to participate in. We have Greek Life. We have Division II athletics, who happen to have several championship teams. In fact, our girls soccer just won a championship recently for the Peach Belt. So you have a lot of opportunity to attend athletic events. You have the opportunity to attend events through student organizations on campus. We have Givens Performing Arts Center, where we bring in a variety of programming, you know, from, we had a Michael Jackson tribute band a couple months ago. We have...
Now, all of you were moonwalking at that event?
I was absolutely moonwalking. They actually brought everybody on stage. It was pretty cool. You know, we have Broadway and musicals and all sorts of things that are on campus. The Residence Hall Association here is phenomenal. So for our traditional resident students, they are constantly providing programming and activities for them to take a part of. But I think it all goes back to that opportunity. You know, when we provide a robust campus life experience for our students, we're giving them the opportunity to learn and to grow and to enhance their academic pursuits. So it all is really complementary to one another.
And I think it's important, student fit is important to success. If a student feels comfortable, if they feel like this is home, then they're going to perform well and be successful academically. And not every student will feel that fit, okay? That's why the visitation and getting to know us is so important on the front end. If you're looking to, frankly, go through your college education and not interact with faculty, this is not the campus for you, because your faculty will get to know you. They will go out of their way, and you will not be able to just
hide
exactly.
They will notice if you're there or you're not.
And I think at the end of the day, that serves the student well. But again, it's about knowing that on the front door and understanding that when you get here, that you're going to be taught by faculty, by full faculty members, not grad students. And not only that, your faculty members are going to know you. And they're going to know they're going to reach out to you. And if the positive part of that is they're going to push you on good days, they're going to support you on those days where you may be struggling a little.
So there's an advantage to coming to a school like UNC Pembroke to really finding a mentor.
That's correct. That's correct. I think every student, almost every student can identify who was that person. And truthfully, sometimes it's a staff member. It's someone who working in student affairs who reached out and made a special difference in that student's life and got them involved in a particular avenue or something. I mean, we have a group right now who has done extraordinary work with the Model UN, and it's a growing group of students. And their level of excitement for what they are involved in, I literally have spoken to at least two members of our Model UN team who said, you know, when they first got here, they didn't know where they would fit. Well, they found where they fit, and they can't imagine being anywhere else.
So some students will come for the Honors College. Some will come for the traditional campus life. Some will come for the range of programs. I know there's a new business building that's in the process of being built, a $36 million business building. There's a health sciences study that's going on to bring new programming to the university.
We're not done. Our list of programs is not done. Our sporting events are not done. Our campus isn't done. We are growing. We are expanding. But we're doing so in a way we have no desire to lose that personal touch, because we do believe that as we develop new things, bring on new programs, bring on new facilities, because frankly, our students deserve and need to learn in state-of-the-art facilities, we have to do so in a manner that enables us to maintain that personal connection.
Yeah, how exciting. And then there's talk of a makerspace so people can design prototypes. There's an entrepreneurship incubator so you could walk out of here with a business plan and an ability to go get some venture capitalists. There, you got a lot of really good things that people can come and take a part of. Well, what if I'm struggling? What if I come here in my first semester, you know, that calculus class, that college algebra class, that English composition class isn't going as well as I wanted it to? Where do I turn for a little help?
Well, the first thing I would point out is you're probably not alone. And I could take out the word probably. You're not alone. Many students, regardless of whether they're transitioning from high school or transitioning from a five-year absence an educational setting, struggle in that transition. We have support services here that include tutoring services. Every student is assigned an advisor who will work with them. We have a writing center. We have special courses with supplemental instruction. So we have a whole host of support services designed for student success. We will monitor your progress a little bit like Big Brother. If you're not doing well academically, we're going to know about it, but not from a punitive standpoint. We're going to know about it because we're going to reach out and try and help you, get you into the writing center, the tutoring center, get you to the resources you need to be successful. The other piece of that, you know, students go through different cycles in their time with us, in their college experience. So some students may struggle in their sophomore year. There's a term called the sophomore slump. And so they may have been so excited and energized in their freshman year that, in fact, they did okay. But they hit that sophomore year, and it was just a little different. Courses got a bit tougher. And so our support services are there for as long as you're an undergrad. It's not just for that transitioning student.
So you have a library, you have a tutoring center, a writing center. You have all these sorts of academic resources to sort of pull somebody up if they're having a little struggle. What about the other side of college, the bureaucracy? I know from days gone by there can be a lot of red tape and figuring out what your bill is and when I'm supposed to pay it and how do I get registered for classes? And what about that parking ticket I had 6 years ago that I'm sure someone was supposed to forget about? Are there people to help me through all of that at UNCP?
Yes, that is the enrollment student enrollment service area, the registrar's office, admissions, and financial aid. Most of those questions can be answered through the admissions process. If you're readmitting, we will be able to know if you have outstanding bills or anything like that that we can assist you with. If you're a new student, we help you figure out walking you through filling out the FAFSA and getting all of those things straight and figuring out what your bottom line is and helping you make the connection between and figure out the pieces of how you're going to make up that gap if there is one. So that, you know, that is handled largely by the admission staff and the financial aid staff. Very hands-on, again, continuing the theme in the classroom, a very personalized experience. From the point that you apply until you matriculate and all the way through your 4 years.
And in fact, we're actually, while it's not ready now, we are in the process of redesigning some of that bureaucracy to enable students to have one single point of contact for all their bureaucratic questions, regardless of whether it falls under this office or that office or another one. Our plan is to have that single point of contact or that one-stop shop, if you will, in place for fall of 2018, so August of 2018.
I'm sure with this NC Promise program and with all of the exciting programs that are already here and are coming, there's going to be a lot of applicants. What are some deadlines that I should be aware of so that I can get consideration as soon as possible?
Financial aid is, if there's anything in life that's first come, first served, that's one of them. So make sure you're at the front of the line. Don't wait. Go ahead and apply now. And with the application deadline, we have a June 30 deadline, but again, because of NC Promise and the demand, we do encourage you to apply early.
We may be faced with a situation. We do have some physical capacity issues. So to the, you know, that deadline, I can't encourage people enough to get in their application material, all of it, well before that deadline, because we may be faced with a situation of having to, because of demand, having to employ a wait list approach.
So even though I could wait until the summer, my best bet is really to get this thing done in the next couple of months so that
absolutely
everything is in soon. And that's fine if I'm a high school student and I'm halfway through my year and I'm not sure what my final grades for
absolutely
the rest of the semester. You all have a way of figuring all that out?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well, give me some information about web addresses, phone numbers. Where can I get more information so that, you know, I can let people I know who might be interested in taking advantage of this, how to contact y'all?
You can find all the information you want on our website, which is uncp.edu. If you want to get specifically to NC Promise, uncp.edu/NC Promise. It will take you to a lovely video and lots of information. And from there, that page, you can link out to all the other steps and the apply and look at degree programs and all of those things. I encourage you to call us and talk to somebody individually. That's probably one of the best ways to get to know who we are and talk to our admissions counselors. You can do that, 910-521-6262. Again, that's 910-521-6262. And give us a call.
Final question. You all work for UNCP and you live it and breathe it every day. What's the best part about working here? What's the part that makes you excited to be on campus every day?
Students.
Yeah, I'd say students, absolutely. Watching them walk across the stage in commencement like we did last week, that's it right there. That's success.
Well, as an academic, what I love the most is the connection between the faculty and the student, and I see it every day. The ability for our faculty to work one-on-one with our students is not found on most campuses, and it's very special.
Well, I want to thank our guests today, Lois Williams and Jody Phelps and David Ward, for telling us a little bit about NC Promise. If you're interested in this program or know somebody who might be, please share this podcast, 30 Brave Minutes. And we'll see you back next time for another fascinating discussion.
Today's podcast was produced by Richard Gay and transcribed by Janet Gentis. Theme music created by Riley Morton. This content is copyrighted by the University of North Carolina at Pembroke, UNCP, and the College of Arts and Sciences. It is to be used for educational and non-commercial purposes only, and is not to be changed, altered, or used for any commercial endeavor without the express written permission of authorized representatives of UNCP. The views and opinions expressed by any individuals during the course of these discussions are their own and do not necessarily represent the views, opinions, and positions of UNCP or any of its subsidiary programs, schools, departments, and divisions. While reasonable efforts have been made to ensure that information discussed is current and accurate at the time of release, neither UNCP nor any individual presenting material makes any warranty that information presented in the original recording has remained accurate due to advances in research, technology, or industry standards. Thanks for listening to 30 Brave Minutes, and go Braves!